From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a setback for Israel in the UN Security Council. The United States gave its biggest rebuke in recent history to its longstanding ally, allowing the Security Council to condemn Israel's settlements and continuing construction in Palestinian territory as a flagrant violation of international law. Instead of casting a veto to support Israel, as it has done in the past, the United States abstained. The Council approved the resolution by a 14-0 vote, with U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power abstaining. That's a move that was greeted with loud applause in the packed Security Council chamber. The resolution says Israel's settlements on Palestinian territory occupied since 1967, including East Jerusalem, have no legal validity, that is. It demands a halt to all Israeli settlement activities, saying it is essential for salvaging the two-state solution. Italian officials say Anis Amri, the Tunisian man suspected of carrying out a deadly attack on a Christmas market in Berlin Monday, has been shot and killed by police at a train station in Milan. Amri was reportedly asked to show identification and then shot a police officer. He was shot and killed in an ensuing gun battle. Paolo Gentiloni is the Italian prime minister. He said he informed German Chancellor Angela Merkel about the operation, telling her that during the operation, Anis Amri had been killed. He added, "I think that what happened at Sesto San Giovanni shows how important it was to increase the level of security across the country and to collaborate between different security and armed forces." The Islamic State has claimed responsibility.